Joining us now on the line, my privilege to now say United States Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville, will probably always be called Coach in these parts. Coach Tuberville, how are you this morning?
Exactly, Jeff. Thank you. I'm doing well. Coach will always be my name. I gave my first speech to the Senate caucus on Monday in Washington, D.C., and Republicans, and that was one of my first thoughts to them. And, you know, there's only one coach in 100 U.S. senators and one ever in the lifetime of the Senate. So I want to be called Coach. And, of course, in formal situations, you'll have to be called Senator. But, hey, I earned Coach after dealing with all these knuckleheads for years. I earned the right to be called Coach, and it was a great opportunity.
Well, you earned Senator, or when you are finally sworn in as Senator, you had earned that. I can tell that because I followed you around some on the campaign trail, as along with some of your opponents as well. But tell me, now that it's all said and done, you know, looking back at it, you could kind of. You know, you see how things work in this state. Overall, are you was it what you had expected?
Yeah, you know, I've reflected on my life in this state for what, going on 20 years, and of course, traveling and recruiting over the years, and then of course going around for the last 2 years talking to people that were not involved in athletics, manufacturing, and small businesses. And I tell you, I'm even more glad now that I ran than when I decided to do it 2 years ago, because, you know, I can make a difference. I can really help the state. I'm excited about it. I got energy. I met all the senators up there on the last few days, and it was a great orientation time. You go through all those steps, and of course, with this COVID, they kind of try to jam it in there in a quick time, but there's no way you can do it all in a short period of time. Learned a lot, but again, got to go up and talk to the senators. And you know, one thing I told them, I said, it's amazing. It's what this country gives you an opportunity to do. And everybody needs to understand this. Is a week ago, I was one of 340 million people in this country. And now I'm one of 100 that has an opportunity to make the life better for everybody in this country, all 340 million. And it's an honor and a privilege to represent Alabama. I had great talks with Senator Shelby, and we actually worked out a plan to help raise money in state for the senators in Georgia that need to win so we can keep our majority. And so it was a great visit up there. Got my temporary office, which is was nice. I'll go up there now for at least 3 days, 4 days a week until the first of the year, and sworn in on January the 3rd, and then off and running, and hopefully have my team put together, because as you know, Jeff, it's not just three or four people. It's about 40 people that you have to hire in state of Alabama and also in D.C.
I mean, that's a handful. And, you know, we were talking to Jerry Carl the other day about this. A lot of people, you talk about transitions, you think about the presidency, and that's typically what we think when we think transitions. But for office of the U.S. Senate, there really is a transition process that's got to play itself out.
Yeah, and I've got a huge advantage over most people that would go into a position like this. I've had the opportunity to, you know, start four or five, maybe six college football programs, and you hire 50 people that work for you. And so you go through the, and it's obviously a different line of work, but you go through an interview process, you talk to people, you know how to, you know the questions to ask, and of course I'm going to hire as many people as I can get either to go to Washington, D.C., or work in this state that are Alabama connections. And I think that's very important. Again, it's a process. I'm looking right now. I'm hiring three positions before Thanksgiving, and I've been interviewing people all week long. But that's part of it, because it's all about team. This is not about me. It's about team that we'll have in state and in D.C., and, of course, the entire state of Alabama, 5 million people will be a huge part of our team. So, looking forward to going through this process.
Coach, you mentioned being up in D.C., talking to what will be your future colleagues, the body there, the Republican caucus at least. Obviously, all eyes on Georgia. What is the mood there? This looks like, when it's all said and done, potentially, that the firewall is going to be the United States Senate against anything like any of these the socialist tendencies of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, there was 48 of us. Of course, that's how many we have right now. actually 50, excuse me, that we met. And you, what you do is you meet for lunch every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of the week, and you go over policy and the agenda for the day or for the week. And we had leadership elections. We elected the same leadership. You know, Mitch McConnell is still the leader and all those things. So that was interesting to go through and just get to meet everybody. Vice President Pence came over and spent time with us, and I got a chance to sit down with him for a few minutes and visit with him. And he talked about the election right now, process that the president and the executive branch will go through until, you know, to see what happens with the election. Of course, the media's already got Joe Biden elected, but they did the same thing with Al Gore for, what, 30 to 35 days, and then they flipped it around. Could very well happen in this. They're going through the right process, through the laws. But the big thoughts that we had, we talked about raising money. Everybody's got to be in to help the two senators in Georgia, because there will be probably $300 million spent in 7 weeks over there, which is unbelievable. But there's going to be a huge ground game. I will spend a lot of time over there in the next 5 weeks campaigning, giving speeches from my perspective, because I know people know me over there in Georgia, and there'll be a lot of other senators go over. And again, we're raising money and trying to get to that 150 to 200 million mark that we can send over to help them win these races. Because I'm telling you, folks, if we don't hold one branch of this whole deal in terms of holding this Senate, this is our last shot. Again, not giving up on President Trump. I mean, but that's going to be a fight there, and it could be 50-50. We have got to hold the Senate, because we can block anything possibly that they could throw at us, and it's going to be an interesting time, because taxes, if we don't, you're going to lose 20% of what you make. More taxes will be added on. They'll stop the border wall. Immigrants will be flooding in from all countries all over the world. New health care will be down the road. You'll lose your health care if you've got it with your business. They'll go to single-payer health care, government-controlled. It will be a disaster. So a lot of people voted for Joe Biden, and so that's what you're going to get. I hope you understood what you did when you voted for him, but obviously in the state of Alabama, we turned that down, and we voted for President Trump. So that was awesome for the people of Alabama.
I mean, that you think about that and all that you just said, but also like these things that we have been talking about, like court packing, giving statehood to the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, doing away with the filibuster, these are radical changes that we've never seen anything like in the country that are being, you know, floated out there by the Democrats should they take control of the Senate.
You're exactly right, Jeff. And again, I know people thought seriously about their vote. And I hope they really understood, you know, when they went in there and voted for a president, or even for me or a Democrat all across the country, I hope they really understood what they were voting for. Because when we elected Joe Biden, and if we were to happen to lose this Senate, we have lost our country as we know it. It's over. As you said, they're going to add Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as a state. We will not have a Christian conservative majority ever again, in probably our lifetime. It might get so bad that we might vote it back in. But this was a huge election, and I know people are very disappointed that voted for President Trump. I know I am. People across the country, over 70 million people to this point. Again, it could change. I hope it does. But the ones that voted for Joe Biden, I hope you didn't vote because you didn't like the personality of President Trump. Because if that was a reason, all across this country, you just voted to change the United States of America as we all know it. If we don't keep the Senate, we can block a lot of stuff. But if we lose the Senate, it's going to be a different world.
Joined by U.S. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Coach, when you get there and you get settled in, you know, we talked a lot about this during the campaign, what your priorities will be. But, you know, kind of looking at what the landscape may look like, say, you know, Republicans are in the opposition. But, you know, when we get to policy, what are you going to make? What do you think ought to be your priorities when you hit the ground running there?
Yeah, the first thing we got to do is we got to get over this virus. And this thing's getting ready to pick up, Jeff. It's going to be a natural influx, because what's happening is, if you just look at the states that are up north and northwest, where it's gotten cold. People are in their house. They're not leaving. They're not going outside. And they're having a rampant influx of the virus coming back. We'll have the same thing here. And we've got a large increase as we speak. I met with the governor last week, and our hospitals are taking on patients every day. So this virus is going to be probably, I'm not going to say as bad as it's been the whole time, but there's a chance this thing, if it ramps up, we'll have problems. So that's the number one thing that we've got to get done in government. We've got to protect the people, not just in Alabama, but all over the country. President Trump's done a great job. In 8 months, we're going to have a vaccine. Starting next month, we'll start giving shots to the most vulnerable in terms of the virus of preventing it. And, you know, the people don't realize what President Trump did. He took the government out of it and said, we're going to fund a private sector to get this virus in a short period of time. The Democrats, Joe Biden, wouldn't have done that. He'd have got it. He'd have gave it to the federal government to get this done. And when is the last time in our lifetime the federal government ever did anything right? So President Trump said, federal government, you're out of it. Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, we're going to back you. Go get it, and we need it now. And we're going to get this within 8 months. It is unbelievable, you know, what we've done. So the virus, we got to protect ourselves. Cold winter months is going to be a little tougher. Hopefully we don't shut the country down. We can't. We can't shut it down, but we're going to have to be very protective. And then, of course, in the state, manufacturing is going to be huge. We've got to work on workforce development. We got to do things with our infrastructure. We have got to make sure that we're prepared for people coming into this state, because I'm telling you, people are going to move out of the northern states, and they're coming this way. And just hope they don't bring their politics with them, because they've done it in other states. But we've got to prepare our state for people coming in, our schools, our hospitals. And we got to do things the right way. And organization is the key to winning. I learned that a long time ago. So we got to be organized.
Coach, you mentioned the virus. You mentioned the possibility of a lockdown. Joe Biden named his coronavirus task force the other day, and one of the members of that's really championing this idea of a national lockdown. That, you know, and he puts out there that we could just pay people to take the economic loss. Does that concern you that we're talking in those terms about a national lockdown?
Well, if we elect Joe Biden, when all this is said and done, hopefully that does not happen, we elected a socialist, and he's going to go socialism. And the key to doing that is finding a way to really get people to understand how they can get the government more involved. Well, this virus has helped the government get more involved in people's lives, of telling you what you can do, can't do, church, work, going to school. They'll do the same thing. Joe Biden can't wait to get his hands on your money and give money back to everybody across this country at an even rate. They want to make sure that they're going to distribute wealth. And that's what socialism is. You're not going to have the freedom to really do what you want to do. So, folks, we're in a tough situation. We are, and we've dialed it up ourselves in terms of who we just elected as president. And, you know, it is what it is. We're a free country. You had a right to vote. And, of course, in this state, we didn't do it. We voted for the best president ever been in our lifetime that understands and has common sense and doesn't have to follow a group of people. I told an interview on Fox News the other day, I said, folks, the good thing about right now about the Democrats, they got too many cooks in the kitchen. They got communists, socialists, and liberals. And can they get anything done? I don't know, because they're going to be fighting. So we'll let them fight. Hopefully we get enough control in the Republican Party in terms of the Senate, because we're all on the same page of giving freedom back to the American people, low taxes, you know, stop all this immigration stuff and get back to and protect the people in our neighborhoods. Look at Minnesota. They defunded the police. I mean, they're going nuts up there. They have gone nuts. The people on the streets their law and order is gone under, and they're trying to get more police, but they won't give it to them. And so that's the type of president we just elected.
Coach, you're always kind. I know it's a very busy time for you, but we really do appreciate you coming on and talking to the folks down here in Mobile.
Thank you, Jeff. Everybody just keep your fingers crossed, pray a lot, and let's work through this deal. But, you know, just looking forward to the future, helping the people of Alabama and this country, being your next senator. Thank you.
U.S. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville, ladies and gentlemen, on the program.